You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries, and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Pop Off Podcast. Joining us today, we have Yaz, otherwise known as Yaz Online, and we talk about 10 years of One Direction. It has been 10 years since they were formed on X Factor, and we delve into our favourite band members, our favourite songs, and we talk also about Nicki Minaj's new pregnancy announcement and a whole load of new Kardashian drama. Hey Yaz, how are you? I don't know why I
I'm
said
good, how are you?
Like how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What have you been up to this week?
Just seeing friends again and writing loads of music. What about you?
I've been on holiday this week on my holes, getting a tan. So,
I saw in Croatia.
Indeed. Oh gosh, this is turning into a travel podcast. Yes, I went to Split Croatia, everyone. Thank you for asking. Actually, you know what? It was really nice. I didn't really know what to expect. I've never really heard anyone speak of it before, but it was absolutely lovely, honestly. Yeah, how is your music going?
Yeah, it's good. I've been writing a lot and, you know, it's just going.
Any plans for any releases soon?
Yeah, I should be releasing something this year and then maybe another thing this year.
Well, speaking of music and new music and all of that, I think yesterday of the day of recording, which was yesterday was Thursday. I don't know the exact date. Do I look like a walking calendar? No. But yesterday was the anniversary of One Direction. It was their 10-year birthday. First of all, I actually can't quite believe it's been 10 years.
It's insane. I know. I've never been like a massive One Direction fan. And I know people are going to be like, what the f*** is wrong with you? But I've never been that much of a fan. But I can't believe it's been 10 years. That's insane.
I still remember them like actually on X Factor, like sitting in my living room with my family and watching them on X Factor. So the fact that it's been 10 years is slightly scary. Time's moving a little bit quick, but they had their 10-year anniversary yesterday. And to celebrate it, I think they dropped some, I feel like it was like sort of acoustic kind of music. And there was a site which One Direction fans actually crashed, which gave fans an immersive experience into the 10 years of life that One Direction has been birthed.
That's
and
so
I
sweet.
Can't believe One Direction ended, I think, in 2016, I want to say. That's making me believe 2016. Could have been 2015, could have been 2017.
Yeah,
honestly, those years of my life were a bit hazy, all kind of blend into one. But still, 4 or 5 years later, their fans are still so like, still have so much love for them that they've crashed all the websites. They got them trending everywhere.
Yeah, it's such a strong fan base.
Honestly, you sort of forget how big literally, they are.
Like die-hard fans.
Yeah, honestly. you sort of forget how big they are because they're doing their own things now, and then something like that happens, and it's like, wow, no, you really could have probably ruled the world if you wanted honestly, to run for president or something.
I feel like Harry just kind of took over.
Yeah.
That.
I feel like there's still a lot of love. I always see people giving love to Louis as well on my timeline.
Yeah, and Zayn.
Yeah. Yeah, Zayn's my personal favorite. Who's your favorite?
Yeah, same.
Oh my God, we're twinning. Zayn. Good taste, good taste. But Zayn actually didn't tweet anything yesterday. So all the other band members tweeted that like they were really happy and they were grateful and it was really nice looking back on memories. And Zayn didn't say anything. However, he is excused.
Shady.
He is excused though. He didn't have the best time and
yeah,
a lot of that stuff. So you know what? We'll excuse him. It's okay.
Let him pass.
Exactly. We'll give him a hall pass. We can let him slide on this one. But as you said, I wasn't really a massive One Direction fan either. I, you know, bopped my head here and there. I liked a few of them. I liked Everybody Wanted My Girl. That was a good one. That was always on in my shower.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a fan back then. But looking back now, I reckon if they were a thing now, I'd be such a big fan of them.
Yeah, so true. I just wasn't into it at the time.
Mm.
I think I just wanted to be different, honestly.
Like,
F1D. Do you know what I mean?
I wanted to be that person who was like, I'm not like the other girls. I'm the wanted over One Direction.
Literally.
But now...
Guys, what about 5SOS?
5SOS. Gosh, I forgot about them. They were massive. They were like...
Yeah, they were.
It was at the time of Tumblr and all that. Everybody was obsessed with 5SOS and Doc Martens and The Rain and Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't really have a boy band now, which is like One Direction.
Yeah, we really don't. It's literally just been them and that's
it. Actually, other than Little Mix, I can't think of like a mainstream band who's like...
I mean, there was Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
And then that kind of ended.
That kind of got messy.
Yeah. Bye.
I still love Normani though. Normani is actually one of my favorite people on this planet.
Yeah, same. No, she's so insane.
She is so like vocally talented, but also she's a performer. Yeah. She's so pretty. She's got amazing fashion sense. She's just cool.
Yeah, she's just literally so perfect. Like
literally.
Everything she does is so immaculate.
I'm just waiting on Normani to drop an album already now though, because I feel like been a while. The time is ticking. Let's get it on with, sweetheart. Let's get that into my Spotify library. other than Little Mix, I can't really think of any other bands which are big right now. I feel like maybe I should start one. Maybe I should start one to bring into the market.
Lewis and Co.
Yeah, I would be the center stage, I won't lie. It would be Lewis and Friends or Lewis and some other band members. That would be
others. Lewis and others.
Lewis and unnamed. Lewis and extras. Thank you for listening.
And the backup dancers.
The backup dancers. This week, there has been a lot of stuff going down on Kanye West's Twitter. Now, I don't really want to speak too much on what's actually been happening on his side and what he's tweeted, because Kim did come out and say he struggles with bipolar disorder and all that stuff. And I don't feel like it's really appropriate to talk about anything that he's saying. But one thing that has come out is Larsa Pippen, who is Khloe Kardashian's best friend, or like in her social circle, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
One of those Kardashian bots who like all kind of look the same. You can't really tell which one's which when they're all in the picture together.
Yeah.
One of those who's Khloe's best friend has slept, allegedly, let me just claim, don't want a lawsuit against Pop Off Podcast, has allegedly, it does say slept on the tweet with Tristan Thompson. So, which is Khloe's baby daddy.
Oh my God.
And also...
I mean, I feel like they all do that.
Well, yeah, Tristan is a bit of a rat or a dog. And I wouldn't usually say that it is okay to call other people that. But
someone
I think
rat.
While his wife is giving birth, he's out sleeping with other women. I think that's acceptable. But...
just the one case.
If you cast your mind back to around about this time last year, Jordan Woods went through a similar debacle, which is a big word for me, actually. Debacle. Wow. My C in English A-level is really coming out today.
Who is he?
Jordan Woods kissed Tristan. This time last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously they made it a whole witch hunt. They claimed it on Twitter. They were like, how dare you? Blah, 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 blah. They had the whole red table talk. It was a whole thing.
Massive thing.
And then it comes to Larsa. And they all just silently unfollowed her.
What?
Yeah.
That is so weird. What?
And then it gets even more messy. So
this is okay.
This needs to be in like a GCSE paper or something. The amount of details that is in on this, like, okay. So then Jordan liked a tweet which said, "Okay, so the only thing I peeped from the man's rant is that Larsa Pippen slept with Tristan but didn't get dragged like Jordan did because he kissed her. You dust buckets kept your mouths closed and just unfollowed that white woman and literally tried to destroy Jordan."
Oh, wow.
Jordan liked it and it only had 12 likes.
Oh, my God. Right. So, wow.
Yes. And then to round it off, to give an end chapter to the story, a conclusion. And, you know, every story needs two sides for story. Larsa did say, "I woke up this morning blessed and see that everybody is focused on who I am following and who I am not following. I'm focused on my children and my relationships in real life." She did say that.
Okay,
she didn't deny it, to be honest, yeah. But,
but... Oh my God, that's so bad.
I know. I feel like every week there's just a new...
Double standards, what the hell?
Exactly, the double standards. And I'm a big Jordan fan. I would stand Jordan Woods to the death of me. Is that a saying, to the death of me? To the day I die or something.
Yeah, to the day I die.
Actually, that's a bit of a dramatic statement. Let me redact that.
To the day I die.
Sounds like I'm in like some Sparta movie or something. Jeez Louise. Eva, why did you say Jeez Louise?
Jeez Louise.
But there seems to be a new Kardashian drama every week. And I have discussed my conspiracy theory on the Kardashians on this podcast before, that every single piece of drama they are involved in this life, is completely manufactured and fake, and their lives are just
so true. So true. I mean, it's just an easy way to stay, like, you know, relevant. I'm not saying that they're not relevant because it's the Kardashians, but like, they're so relevant. But you know,
that's what I always say, because it's always whenever nothing's been happening with them for a bit, or whenever it's been quiet from them a bit, something new will pop up and happen.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I'm disappointed with the Kardashians.
The double standards, that's really, really bad.
Yeah. And I always think that people forget Jordan was so young when that all happened.
Yeah.
She was only 21. And
yeah, literally the whole internet was against her.
Yeah. She was 21. And basically not only her best friend, but one of the most powerful families in the world tried to get everyone in the world to turn against her. I would be petrified.
I mean, it did turn back around. Like, everyone kind of, you know, understood. I mean, not understood, because it was really bad, but, you know, it did turn around at some point. But it was so unfair.
Yeah, I feel like the reason why I was able to turn around was because it wasn't the first time it had happened to Khloé with Tristan.
Yeah, yeah.
Tristan had already done what he had done, his business with another, an entanglement, if you will, with another woman, with Khloé. And then Khloé took her back, and then it happened, and then Khloé tried to blame Jordan and put no blame on Tristan.
Yeah, so it was more of like a reflection of him rather than Jordan.
Exactly. Hold men accountable for their actions, 2020. Cancel men, 2020, including me. Nicki Minaj, queen of rap, is officially and
queen
finally pregnant.
Oh my God. Her baby's so lucky.
Yeah, first of all, yeah, her baby is going to be so lucky. Imagine Nicki Minaj as your mother. But she has been speaking about this in her songs for so long now, how she wants a baby, and it's finally happening. Her pregnancy drop was incredible.
Yeah,
did you see the pictures?
Insane. I'm so happy for her.
The pictures were beautiful. Like, they deserve to be in the Louvre in France. The pictures were so beautiful.
Seriously.
Because, well, I'm a big Nicki fan. Always have been a Barb's. Mm-hmm. Wait.
A Boab.
A Boab. I am a Boab. Big question for you. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer, but let's just clarify before we move on with this. Nicki or Cardi?
That's not a question. Thank you very much. Nicki. 100%. What?
Glad we're on the same page there. You know, I don't mind Cardi too much. I'm not really crazy about her music. I do think she's really funny.
Yeah.
I think her Instagram is really funny. And I think she actually does use her platform a lot of the time for good.
Mm-hmm.
She was always some of the first to speak up about like issues that are going on.
Yeah.
And not just like in a performative way. Mm-hmm. She's actually doing like live streams and stuff. However, I still don't understand like 3 years on how people can even compare the two. Like, they are actually incomparable.
Honestly, it's not comparable.
It's offensive actually to even start the comparison.
Yeah, it's actually so rude. Seriously. I mean, we need to stop putting women against each other anyway.
First of all, the fact that anyone
could compare Nicki.
Yeah, first of all, like, especially in hip, like, sort of like a US hip-hop genre, like US hip-hop rap genre, there ain't even that many women who are at, like, the forefront and on the same level as men to begin with.
Yeah.
And then as soon as there is two women at the same time, the world immediately has to pit them against each other.
Yeah, literally.
But yes, I'm so excited for Nicki.
So true.
I feel like so many celebrities are pregnant right now because Katy Perry's just announced she's pregnant.
What? I didn't know that.
Well, not just announced, actually. Let me not. That was like 6 months ago.
Miss California.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She did announce it 6 months ago, but honestly, 6 months could feel like 7 years or yesterday after the 6 months that we have had.
Yeah, literally.
But isn't that going to be so... Oh my gosh, wait, Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj are going to have like play dates with their little kids.
They both just have like rainbow hair in nursery.
Because they were both in that stage in like 2012 when every single outfit that was worn by a celebrity was an eyesore and you'd have to go get your eye tested at Specsavers after like a red carpet show.
Yeah, just like an ice cream on their hair.
Do you remember when Lady Gaga, I think it was to the VMAs, wore an actual meat dress? Like pieces of meat on her skin.
Yeah, she's so cool.
She is so cool. And she was... That era of her was a cultural reset. But I will say, if I turn up to the VMAs and I've spent like 5 hours getting ready, you know, I'm feeling the best I've felt in a while. I feel like my outfit is incredible. And, you know, I've just taken my pictures and I go to sit down and a slab of meat slaps my shoulder. And I have to sit through an awards show a deli, smelling like a Subway sandwich. And then also, you'd end up at like the after party and you'd be like, ooh, I feel like I might smell a little bit like salami.
You would stink. You would literally stink. Oh my God.
I just don't know what was the cause for that sort of like few years of outfits.
Honestly,
who caused everyone to do like that?
I think it's just standing out, but sometimes it just went a little bit too far.
Yeah, a little bit is a little bit of an understatement. There was some crazy... Nicki as well used to go in full neon wig. You know what? I do sort of miss it. Because I feel like now the current era we are in of red carpet glam is very much like classic, classy, you know, timeless sort of pieces.
Yeah.
Which is nice for a while, but it's boring. Mm-hmm. Like, let's bring back the things which are going to cause you a headache and have saline call when you're looking at it. Here on the Pop-Up Podcast, every week we have a trending list, which is basically a little trending list of everything that has been on our radar this week in the celeb world and pop culture. And at the top of this week's list, it is Demi Lovato, who has just announced on Instagram that she is engaged. Yay!
Aww.
Second to baby announcements, because the baby announcements pictures, especially from celebrities, are so extra and they're just the best things ever.
Yeah.
Engagements are my second favorite announcements. They are so cute.
So adorable. So cute.
And I feel like we've had a lot of engagements recently. There's been Brooklyn Beckham, there's been Leanne from Little Mix. It's very much engagement season.
Yeah, quarantine's bringing people closer.
Yeah, exactly. Quarantine's been making people up their pace. I love Demi Lovato, though. I feel like she... I don't know why she never, like... I never keep up with her, but then whenever I remember her, I'm like, she actually did deliver in the early 2010s.
Yeah. She's actually so talented.
Her vocals are insane.
Yeah, she's so talented. She was kind of like, everyone hated her for a bit though. I don't understand why.
Yeah, the internet are so weird with that.
It's a cruel place.
It very much is. They'll always pick like a new celebrity every 6 months to just like randomly hate. And they'll just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like,
it feels like every new week now.
Yeah, no. Especially with TikTok now. On TikTok, there's always someone new that everyone's yapping about.
100, oh my God.
TikTok is so toxic though, but that is a whole other story that we can get into.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Demi. Second on this week's trending list, we have Cardi B's daughter, Culture, who I think it was actually her first birthday, and she got given a Birkin for her first birthday.
Wow. As I said with Nicki, she's so lucky.
Yeah.
That's just a different life.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people had stuff to say about it on Twitter, and a lot of people were complaining.
Oh, really?
But honestly, this might be controversial, but I don't really see too much of an issue with it. And I know it sounds ridiculous that a one-year-old is getting a Birkin, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, it is a bit ridiculous.
The reason why I feel like it's justifiable, and this is just the materialisticness in my blood like coming out here, mm-hmm. is because a Birkin is timeless. You know, a Birkin's not going out of style. So even when she's like 30, she can still wear that back. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad for Culture, and you know, I'm slightly jealous.
Yeah.
But
I feel like everyone hating wouldn't be mad if they got a Birkin.
Exactly.
So.
Like, let's see if you keep up that same energy when you get gifted a Birkin. Third on this week's trending list, we have Little Mix, who have just dropped some new music. I feel like it was about time that we needed another Little mm-hmm. Mix song. Little Mix always...
deliver.
Do you know what the type of songs Little Mix are? They are the type of songs that you sit in an Uber and they'll come on like Capital on a radio and you'll be like, oh, I've forgotten about this song.
Yeah, literally. That is the perfect way to summarize it.
And then you'll sit there for the next 3 minutes and 34 seconds really enjoying yourself, being like, wow, I need to add this back to my playlist.
So specific.
It is, but it's so accurate.
Yeah, it's so accurate.
Their new single is called Holiday. I'm very excited. Have you seen the cover art for it?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh my gosh, after this you need to look at it. It is beautiful.
They always deliver.
They do. And I
literally,
they always go the extra mile with everything that they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true.
And you know what? I don't think I've ever heard a bad Little Mix song.
Honestly, they're actually so underrated. Like, I don't know why I don't listen to them as much.
They are. They are really underrated. And I feel like they're about to level up. I don't know what it is. There's something in the air which I'm like, I feel like they're about to be at the top of everything.
I mean, I hope so. They deserve it.
Yeah. And they're all so nice. Like, all four of them, like, none of them have ever...
They're so cute together.
They all seem like good friends. None of them have ever been problematic. Mm-hmm. They're all, like, stand up for what's right. I just love them as a band. Mm-hmm. We love Little Mix so much. And finally, on this week's trending list, even more new music. Drake has dropped about 17,000 new songs in the past week. I think he's dropped two with DJ Khaled, and he's just dropped a freestyle with Hedy One, in which he called Maya Jammer a sweet one.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's kind of big.
I mean, he didn't lie.
Yeah, no, he didn't lie. Maya Jammer is absolutely beautiful.
She is.
Congrats to Hedy One, though.
Yeah.
That's a big... move.
Do you know what I really like about Drake? He always supports, like, in specific, like, just upcoming artists in general. He always, like, brings them up and will, like I can think of, like, even just recently, like, I can never pronounce his name. Is it Givion or Givion on Chicago Freestyle?
No, I love his music.
I had never heard of him before, and now I have, like, mm-hmm. 10 of his songs on my chill playlist.
So many songs,
If you haven't listened to him, he has the most relaxing, soothing voice. It's beautiful.
Yeah. There's so many artists like that who I think are going to, like, be big soon. Like, okay, I'm not going to list them because I'm not going to open my Spotify right now. But honestly, there's so many underrated artists who are, like, so calming.
Yeah. And I want to know what Stormzy's feeling. I want to know what Stormzy is thinking after that.
Oh, he's gutted, mate. He's gutted.
He definitely
I love him though.
That's what I was about
I
to say.
I love him, but I was so upset when that whole thing happened.
He will be gutted, but I feel like he is too nice of a guy to say anything or make a deal out of it. He'll just sweep it under the carpet.
No, I think he'd be happy for her.
Yeah.
But simultaneously really, really upset.
I still need to know the ins and out details of what happened with Stormzy and Maya Jammer. And I know it's not my business. I know it's not my place to know, but I can wholeheartedly admit with my hand on my chest, I'm a nosy person.
I mean, it's nobody's business, but I guess when you put it out on the internet, it's justifiable.
I definitely feel like it's going to be one of those things, like, that in 10 years is going to randomly, like, everything that actually happened is going to be revealed, that one of them will come forward.
Like what happened with the James Charles and, like, Tati stuff.
Yeah, literally.
Like, it just popped up out of nowhere.
Or even, like, even the Will Smith and Jada Smith stuff, like, nowhere.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
we'll see Maya and Stormzy on a red table talk, coming out with what actually happened.
Oh, my God.
Here on the podcast, we end every episode with a little poll for people to partake in. Now, earlier, we spoke about the whole new chapter, I guess you could say, in the Tristan and Khloe Kardashian saga. And I'm actually going to throw it back to last year. The poll for this week is, were you Team Jordan or were you Team Khloe? I was Team Jordan.
Jordan, all the way.
We got two Team Jordans here. Woo! Let us know if you guys were Team Jordan or Team Khloe over on at Pop of Podcasts Instagram, and we'll see the results for next week. Yes, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a really good episode, and I'm really excited to hear your new music.
Woo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. As always, if you haven't subscribed already, why haven't you? It takes about 2 seconds and I don't see any negatives. I only see benefits from the situation. You can subscribe on Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And if you did enjoy the episode, please feel free to leave us a review. We'll be very grateful. Remember to vote on the poll and we will see you guys next week for another episode. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries, and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.